Kitchen Party Kaylee, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's show, we'll take a special look at the links between Irish traditional music and American bluegrass. Thanks for being here.
This program was made possible by donations from the Friends of the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Cade Mila Falcha. So glad you could join us here for this week's Kitchen Party Kaylee. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know and a lot you probably don't. Our programming this week is sponsored by you, the Friends of the Kitchen Party Kaylee, and we really appreciate it. As most of you know, we set aside the third Friday of every month for Theme Third Friday, which is exactly what it sounds like. Our show follows a certain theme. In February, in honor of our Celtic Colors and Cape Breton-sponsored programming, we shared a tribute to the life and music of fiddler Jerry Holland. In March, it was Celtic music played on the mandolin. In April, to follow up my recent trip to Ireland, we focused on the music and artists of Dingle, County Kerry. And last month, we featured the many wonderful compositions of Turlough O'Carolan. Here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to take a close look at the links between Irish traditional music and American bluegrass. We'll hear some artists who will be very familiar to listeners of this show, and others not as familiar. While there are significant differences between Irish trad and bluegrass, it's safe to say that without the music brought over by Irish and Scottish immigrants to this country, there would be no bluegrass, at least not as we know it today. A fair number of Irish tunes found their way into what would become the bluegrass repertoire, although some of them, like the immigrants who brought them over, have had some interesting journeys along the way. Let's start tonight with one of those. Soldier's Joy is a tune with significant history in American music, going back to the Civil War. It's long been recognized as a standard in bluegrass, and in fact, it's the first bluegrass tune I learned to play on the guitar when I was 16. What a lot of people don't know is that it began its life as an Irish hornpipe, although it's played much more like a reel over here. Let's hear it both ways now, first as a hornpipe and then as a bluegrass tune, as performed by our friends Wee Banjo 3. This is a live, unreleased recording of a show at Whalen's in Dublin, and it features Enda Scahill on mandolin, Martin Howley on banjo, David Howley on guitar, and Fergal Scahill on fiddle. Let's check it out right now in the Kitchen Party Kaylee. Thank you. That was Wee Banjo 3 with Soldier's Joy, recorded live at Wayland's in Dublin. We heard it first as an Irish hornpipe and then as a bluegrass tune, featuring great solos from Enda Scahill on mandolin, Martin Holly on banjo, David Holly on guitar, and Fergal Scahill on fiddle. There's a video on YouTube of this very performance, and I'll share that on the Kitchen Party Cayley Facebook page, and we'll be hearing more from these folks later in the show. In the interest of another direct comparison between the two styles, here's a track from Enda's former group, the Brock McGuire Band. We'll hear Indian Springs, a bluegrass classic written by Kenny Baker, the longtime fiddler with Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music. Along with Paul Brock on accordion, Manus McGuire on fiddle, Enda Scahill on banjo, and Dennis Carey on piano, we'll hear some names well known to bluegrass fans, Ricky Skaggs on mandolin, Brian Sutton on guitar, Aubrey Haney on fiddle, and Mark Fain on bass. You'll be able to check it out as this tune transitions from one state to another, and listen after the mandolin and guitar breaks to a really great tenor banjo solo from Enda. Let's give that a listen right now on the Kitchen Party Cayley. Brock McGuire Band there with Indian Springs, written by Kenny Baker, long recognized as one of the most prolific and respected composers of bluegrass fiddle music. This comes from an album called Green Grass Bluegrass, which the Brock McGuire Band recorded in Nashville, joined by Ricky Skaggs, Brian Sutton, Aubrey Haney, and Mark Fain, among many others. This group has spent a lot of time exploring the links between Irish and American traditional music, an exploration which Enda has continued with Wee Banjo 3. Another musician exploring those links from the opposite perspective is Tim O'Brien, the multi-instrumentalist bluegrass musician who's made a few Irish-themed albums. We'll hear a track from one of those now, a medley of Mountain Air, Washington's March, and Bonaparte's Retreat. We'll hear Tim on fiddle, backed by Dirk Powell, also on fiddle and clawhammer banjo, and John Herman on guitar, from their album Songs from the Mountain. We'll follow that with a great track from our friend J.P. Cormier, but first, here's Tim O'Brien on the Kitchen Party Cayley.
Thank you. this is J.P. Cormier, and you're listening to the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
J.P. Cormier there on mandolin, guitar, fiddle, and five-string banjo with a set called Clog from Hell, including Clog from Hell, Jealous Lurid's Clog, and Fair Play. J.P. has made a number of albums showcasing his prodigious skills on each of these instruments, and this medley comes from his mandolin album, which is called Times 8. We've heard J.P. on the show many times before, including a full show tribute last September 20th, which I highly recommend if you haven't heard it. He is as immersed in the Celtic fiddle tradition of Cape Breton as anyone you'll find, but he also made his living for years as a bluegrass musician in the States. I couldn't do a show like this without a track from JP. Before him, we heard from Tim O'Brien, who came up as part of the Colorado bluegrass scene in the 1970s. His career in the last 20 years has involved some pretty major Celtic detours, and we had a track from one of those. From his album Songs from the Mountain, we heard a medley of Mountain Air, Washington's March, and Bonaparte's Retreat, featuring Tim on fiddle, backed by Dirk Powell, also on fiddle and clawhammer banjo, and John Herman on guitar. Our show this week has been made possible by donations from the Friends of the Kitchen Party Kaylee, and we thank all of you for your support. If you'd like more information about how to become a friend of the show or to make a donation to help us stay on the air, please contact us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, And as always, thank you for all you do. For our next few sets, we're going to do some A-B comparisons. First up will be our friend Gary O'Meara, who replaced Enda Scahill on banjo in the Brock Maguire Band, but who also shares a similar interest in the links between Irish and American music. We'll hear Gary play a couple of tunes with Irish roots which have become American bluegrass standards. Whiskey Before Breakfast and The Jolly Beggar Man, also known as The Little Beggar Man, also known as The Red-Haired Boy. We'll then hear that same medley as played by a couple of American bluegrass musicians, Mundy Klein on guitar and Jimmy Goodrow on octave mandolin. Let's check that out right now on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Thank you.
That was Mundy Klein on guitar and Jimmy Goodrow on octave mandolin with Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Red-Haired Boy. The two of them have played together in a group called Chesapeake, but this is from their duo album, Songs from the Mill. We then heard that same medley as performed by Gary O'Meara on banjo from his album Pickin' Time. Two takes on the same set, one from an Irish musician and the other from two Americans. Let's continue in that same vein now, but we'll go in reverse order. First up will be Adam Steffi, the 10-time Bluegrass Mandolin Player of the Year, with a version of an old-time tune called Chinkapin Hunting from his album New Primitive. Bluegrass fans are well familiar with Adam's solo records and his performances with his band, the Boxcars, and if you're not aware of them, I highly recommend them to you. Then we'll hear a very different version of the same piece played by the Brock McGuire Band with their American friends Ricky Skaggs, Aubrey Haney, and Brian Sutton. Let's give that a listen right now in the Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
Thank you.
The Brock McGuire Band there, featuring Manus McGuire on fiddle, Paul Brock on accordion, and Endis Cahill on banjo, on Chinkapin Hunting, an American old-timey tune that sure sounds a lot like an Irish old-timey tune. This comes from their album Green Grass Bluegrass, which, as I told you earlier, was recorded in Nashville as sort of a summit meeting between top-flight Irish trad and American bluegrass musicians. And on the subject of top-flight American musicians, we heard Adam Steffi, one of the best bluegrass mandolinists ever, playing a very different version of that same tune from his album New Primitive. How about that guitar playing from Zeb Snyder there? Again, two very different takes on a traditional piece, as done from both an Irish and an American perspective. Before we go on to our next set, I want to let you know what's going to happen next month. Many of you listening to me do this show are probably thinking, well, he's okay, but I could do that. Well, of course you can, and here's your big chance. Our anniversary show will be Friday, July 18th, and I'm going to turn the programming over to you. If there's something you want to hear that I haven't played, let me know via Facebook message. Also, our no repeats rule is going to be suspended for this show, so if there's something you've enjoyed over the last year, whether it's a tune or a song or an interview, just let me know and we'll get that on for you. Get your selections into me soon, as we're going to go first come, first served on this. And as always, thank you so much for your interest and support over the last year. We haven't had any songs yet tonight, so we'll do another comparison set on one now. Pretty Polly is a well-known bluegrass standard, and the Stanley Brothers have rendered what's arguably the definitive version, so we'll check that out first. The song, though, is actually a murder ballad originating in the British Isles, and we'll follow the Stanley Brothers with a version from Sweeney's Men, the great Irish folk group from the 60s. First, though, here are Carter and Ralph Stanley with Pretty Polly on the Kitchen Party Cayley.
Polly, pretty Polly, would you take me in kind? Polly, pretty Polly, would you take me in kind? Let me sit beside you and tell you my mind. Oh, my mind is to marry and never to part. My mind is to marry and never to part. The first time I saw you, it wounded my heart. Polly, pretty Polly, come and go along with me. Polly, pretty Polly, come and go along with me. Before we get married, some pleasure to see. Oh, he led her over mountains and valleys so deep. He led her over hills and valleys so deep. Polly mistrusted him and then began to weep. I'm afraid of your way. Well, little Willie, I'm afraid of your way. The way you've been rambling, you lead me astray. Oh, Polly, pretty Polly, your guess is about right. Polly, your guess is about right. I dug on your grave the biggest part of last night. Oh, she knelt down before him, pleading for her life. She knelt down before him, pleading for her life. Let me be a single girl if I can't be your wife. Pretty Polly, that never can be. Polly, pretty Polly, that never can be. Your past reputation's been trouble to me. Oh, he went down to the jailhouse, and what did he say? He went to the jailhouse, and what did he say? Of killing pretty Polly and trying to get away.
Well, I courted pretty Polly the whole livelong night. I courted pretty Polly the whole livelong night. And I left her next morning before it was light. Oh, now, Polly, pretty Polly, won't you come away with me? Now, Polly, pretty Polly, won't you come away with me? Before we get married, some pleasures to see. Well, she jumped up behind and away they did go. She jumped up behind and away they did go. Over the mountains and valleys blow. Well, they went a little further, and what did they spy? They went a little further, and what did they spy? But a newly dug grave they spied lying by. Oh, now, Willie, darling, Willie, I was afraid of your way. Now, Willie, darling, Willie, I was afraid of your way. I was afraid you might lead my poor body astray. Ah, now, Polly, pretty Polly, you've guessed about right. Now, Polly, pretty Polly, you've guessed about right. For I slept on your grave the best part of last night. Well, he threw her on that ground and she broke into tears. He threw her on the ground and she broke into tears. Then she threw her arms round him and trembled with fear. Well, there's no time to talk and there's no time to stand. There's no time to talk and there's no time to stand. And he drew out his long knife all in his right hand. Well, he stabbed her in the heart and her blood it did flow. He stabbed her in the heart and her blood it did flow. And into the grave pretty Polly did go. He covered up the grave and he started for home. He covered up the grave and he started for home, leaving no one behind but them wild birds to moan. Now a debt to the devil really must pay. A debt to the devil really must pay for that killing of pretty Polly in the run anyway.
Two versions there of Pretty Polly, the classic murder ballad, which originated in the British Isles and has become a bluegrass standard. That last one comes to us from Sweeney's Men, the great Irish group from the 1960s. They had a rather fluid lineup, and by the time their second and final album came out in 1969 containing this track, the group was down to a duo of Johnny Moynihan and Terry Woods, Andy Irvine having just left the band. They only got around to releasing two records, and both of these have been collected onto a single CD, which I highly recommend. Before Sweeney's Men, we heard what is arguably the definitive bluegrass version of the song from the Stanley Brothers, Ralph on banjo and Carter on guitar, and their band, the Clinch Mountain Boys. This particular version came out in 1950. Carter died in 1966, and Ralph continues to perform today at the age of 87. In fact, I saw him do this song at the Rocky Grass Festival in Colorado last summer. I want to remind you that in honor of our first going on the air last July 19th, on this July 19th, we're going to throw an anniversary bash and fundraiser on that date. It'll take place at the Logan Street Sanctuary, a great venue located at 1274 Logan Street in Noblesville. There will be live entertainment, including Dimitri Ulano and other faculty members from the Irish Arts Academy, giveaways, and all kinds of fun, so please make your plans to join us now. And also, please join us as the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club puts on our first session, Sunday, June 29th at the Collada in Plainfield. Before we finish this week, let's have another selection from Gather the Good, the great new album from our friends We Banjo 3. In keeping with the theme of our show, we'll hear them on an often-recorded Irish reel, The Bunch of Green Rushes, straight into an often-recorded American bluegrass standard, Salt Creek. Featured here will be Enda Scahill on mandolin, Martin Howley on banjo, David Howley on guitar, and Fergal Scahill on fiddle. I want to remind you that we'll have an interview with David Howley on our program next week. In the meantime, let's give that a listen right now on The Kitchen Party Cayley. You are listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee. That was Wee Banjo 3 with a medley of The Bunch of Green Rushes and Salt Creek from their new album, Gather the Good. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. I want to thank our sponsor, you, the friends of The Kitchen Party Kaylee. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is C-E-I-L-I-D-H, at gmail.com, by Twitter at @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes. For our final track this week, we'll hear a true crossover classic, Ashokan Farewell, featuring the composer Jay Unger on fiddle. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Bagdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Friday at 8 p.m. right after the Hawkeye Navi show. Slán agat. You've been listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee on WITT 91.9 FM, Indianapolis Community Radio. This program was made possible by donations from the Friends of The Kitchen Party Kaylee. We hope that you'll join us again next Friday at 8 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.